Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, well, about 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to work with the body's nervous system and get to the root of patterns that hold people back from doing what they want to do, which ultimately holds them back from enjoying more of life. So I am super excited to introduce Sarah Sherwood. Now, Sarah is an embodiment coach, somatic experiencing practitioner, and nonlinear movement method facilitator. Now, she specializes in working with how trauma and overwhelming stress cause uncomfortable feelings in our bodies and unhealthy patterns of behavior that hold us back from the fullness of life. Now, Sarah helps her clients resolve these reactions through regulating the nervous system. And as a result, people who feel overwhelmed with the demands of life move through their current stress and past trauma to create new patterns that help them reclaim their lives with joy and passion. Well, welcome, Sarah. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thanks so much, Wendy. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping people really regulate those stress-related patterns their body has developed that seems to, you know, take the fun out of participating in life. And I have to be honest, back in the day of being a professional musician, I could have really used your help. So I can't wait to hear more about this great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And it's, I have worked with musicians and all sorts of different people. And it's so inspiring for me to do this work because I really literally get to see people come alive in our sessions and in their life in really powerful ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I can only imagine. And I, like I said, I can't wait to kind of hear the nitty gritty details here. But first for me, always, Sarah, is exactly what was the inspiration or, you know, tipping point that prompted you to start this business and, you know, you're facilitating your coaching and your practicing work?
Well, I went into business for myself originally because I sat down and made a short list of what I didn't want. And I didn't want to sit in a cubicle. I didn't want to sit in front of a computer all day, but I wasn't sure what I wanted. And it started me on the journey of really exploring what would it look like for me to work for myself as an entrepreneur. And then I began to think about what those areas of interest, the zones of genius, et cetera. And that landed me in the health and wellness industry. And it's been a journey of growth and development from there. I'm no longer doing what I started out doing, but it got me on the path to where I am now.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. Where you just kind of took a stand for yourself. It's like, mm-hmm. Wait a second. You know, I know life is going to just keep going on, you know, day after day, week after week, year after year. And I love that where you just took inventory of, okay, this is what I don't want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the reversal, people say, well, this is what I do want. I want this and this and this, but they don't take a stand for what I don't want. So I love that.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't know, we don't have that clarity yet. And so it's always, but there's always somewhere to start. And so for me, I did have clarity around what I wanted to move away from. I didn't quite know what I was moving toward.
And that takes a lot of courage, you know, to say, all right, I'm done with cubicles. And so that eliminates pretty much every job that has to do with working for somebody else in, you know, computer, internet, you know, information. That just eliminates a lot of potential jobs for yourself. So yeah, it takes a lot of courage. So, well, so how long have you had your own, you know, business, and has your mission or vision evolved over the course of this time?
Yes. So I've been in business for myself for about 16 years.
Okay.
And it's evolved quite a bit. I started out as a personal trainer and quickly became a massage therapist. And I had a really full and thriving massage therapy business for many years. And I added coaching to all of that 1 year after I became a massage therapist. So I've been doing, I did both for a very long time. And I always knew that I wanted to bring some kind of body integration into my coaching. And I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what that meant. And massage therapy and coaching are very different. In my opinion, they don't go together as far as servicing the client. And so I just patiently waited and kept asking and seeking clarity around what that would be. And that's when I discovered somatic experiencing, which is working with stress and trauma in the body. Nice. And so, so that evolved and got my training in that. It's very extensive, in-depth training. And then I merged my coaching. So the skill set and approach to coaching with the toolkit of somatic experiencing. And I'm one of those people, I'm just constantly adding to my toolbox. So finding really practical, helpful things for my clients so that I can be most effective. So it's really evolved, but the mission, the expression has evolved, but the mission at its core hasn't really changed a whole lot. It's all been about integration, healing, overcoming, resiliency, and reclamation. And a lot of that birthing out of my own story, but just this firm belief that life can be hard sometimes. We can go through hard circumstances, but we can use that for good and come out stronger.
Right. Yeah. Create that resiliency through that experience. As long as you've really grounded yourself in realizing that you're not stuck in that, you know, that there is an evolution. So yeah, I love that. And the, especially the part where, you know, you expressed that you just patiently waited for the answer. You know, you kept asking the questions. I find that really fascinating to hear you speak into that, and just the patience. I mean, a lot of people don't have the patience to patiently wait, you know, for that answer. You know, they don't have that trust that, okay, well, I know that the answer is going to come. They're just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And panic mode, and like, okay, I just need to jump into this and try this for a while. And so I just love hearing that you were open to allowing things to present when you were ready. So yeah,
that's exactly. Great. Yeah. I had a client once who was wanting to start doing some work, start a small business. And she was really, really stuck because she needed and wanted to have all the answers and have kind of all the steps laid out, you know?
Right.
So she asked me, she said, well, what was your 5-year plan 5 years ago? And it was, I'm so glad she asked, because working with her in the way that I did and helping her and doing somatic experiencing and all this kind of stuff was really effective for her. And I smiled, I sat back for a minute, thought about it, and I smiled and I looked at her straight in the face and I said, 5 years ago, I had never even heard of somatic experiencing. I didn't even know it existed.
Right.
I didn't know what it was. It wasn't a thing that I'd ever had a thought about. And she just stared at me. Mm. She was like, but it's what you're here to do. And I was like, So get going, get started, take your next step.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to have all the details figured out, in that 5-year plan. Just know that somehow whatever I need will come to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. That's great. Well, besides bringing these components and modalities and more awareness, in this quest for, like you said, adding more tools to your toolbox, have there been any big, roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Certainly. Yeah. I'll give the abbreviated version, but I became debilitatedly sick at the age of 20. That was years ago. That was 1995. And so this was before I started my business, and went undiagnosed for 17 years. I had chronic late stage Lyme disease. So pretty significant life circumstance that I was dealing with that was had no
17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. Oh my pretty, goodness.
Yeah. Pretty common situation. And so just really having to really grapple with mission and purpose as a young person, faced with a very overwhelming and outside of my control circumstance that wasn't even a consequence of a life choice, besides going backwards camping, in the Blue Ridge Mountains. So I think that just really, really having to deepen those core beliefs around purpose and mission and how you hold circumstances and whether or not you're going to see them through the lens of being a victim and it's just too hard and everyone else has it easy or whatever the storyline is for you, or is this an opportunity? Is this part of what's here to make you learn the things that, create opportunity for you to learn the things that are going to make you who you're supposed to be and in turn become the person that is going to be best suited to support and help your clients. And so I think that my own personal journey, I think what's come of that is just having to be engaged in my own personal growth alongside growing my business,
right,
and overcoming, just challenges, health challenges, while trying to spin all the plates and wear all the hats of, starting and growing a business.
Right. Yeah. That is a lot to take on, in that state of healing, your own body and through that whole process, yet having the focus and the determination and the drive and managing all the different parts and components of building a business. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, I can only imagine the core resilience that, you must have drawn upon to be able to manage that all. So that's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really inspirational to hear, what you had to go through to carry forward and maintain your vision and your drive for, sharing what you were learning in your own process with others so that they can gain their own clearing or understanding what their body is capable of doing in terms of supporting their vision. So, and obviously, Sarah, you are an expert at helping people really learn how to regulate their body stress reactions that are linked to maybe past traumas or overwhelming stress. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment, or speaking of stress, right? Or the sales part of being in business. So this is a very different skill set, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I would say that there's parts of the sales process that come very naturally for me. Building rapport, empathy, really helpful reflection, but inside of the context of a singular conversation, really coming to that point, I had some mentorship in sales where the method that they taught at the end of the day felt like a hard close, mm-hmm. and a very hard ask for, mm-hmm. someone to spend thousands of dollars that day that moment before we hung up the phone, and they had basically met me, you know, anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes earlier. And then if they weren't ready to do that, then it was okay. We're going to sit back in our chair. We're going to bow up, and this is where rub our hands together. And this is where the good stuff happens. Cause we're going to engage with objections. And
right.
So
this is my skin crawl just even hearing you talk about it that way.
Yeah. So I think my two challenges, I have more than two, but that I'd love to hear, you know, your perspective and coaching on is, number one, I just had a very, it felt out of integrity to call it something different, you know, to call it service or to call it loving someone over their bridge of fear and to kind of try to reframe it where technically, you know, the technique at the end of the day, I just was like, okay, you can call it whatever you want.
You're dragging them.
Right. But then still being very, you know, pushy. But then I think I have yet to find like, what's the happy medium, you know, what's the happy middle,
right?
You know, cause then it feels like, okay, if not that, then you're kind of, you know, you need to think about it. Okay. Or,
right. You get completely complacent.
Do you have any, you know, do you have any questions for me? No. Okay, great. You know, or, you know, just kind of like, that's where my gap is. I haven't yet been able to find what that happy medium would be.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And you're definitely not alone in that kind of weird, almost surreal experience that, okay, well, this is the part where I step out of who I am and try to become something I'm not.
Yeah.
And boy, does this feel awkward, uncomfortable. And my potential client, you know, is just like feeling, okay, who is this person?
So, yeah.
You know, cause this is not the person we started out with. And, you know, both sides are kind of feeling that way because sometimes at the end of this conversations, if, you know, how I view selling is really supporting. And so sometimes you'll have this great rapport and this great connection with somebody. And then they shift at the end. It's right. Like, wait a second, who is this person? All of a sudden you're somebody different. And so it can go both directions when there hasn't been what I call really through the conversation, fully supporting your potential client to gain the clarity and the confidence around saying yes. So yeah, I'd love to provide you with a little insight here that could shift how you're feeling during that important conversation where you are presenting to somebody the opportunity for them to stand in and really own a new reality for themselves. And I'm curious, when you're doing your coaching, you know, and applying some of your modalities and helping people really, you know, shift these patterns that have been serving them to a certain degree, you know, it's the brain's fight or flight mechanism, you know, stress is triggering that. We got to keep you safe. And so now you're asking them to do and be and maybe show up in a different way. Do you feel any? Are there opportunities within your coaching where it's like, oh, this is something new and I'm not sure how to really embrace this? Does that make sense? Do you experience existing clients, those moments when?
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is perfect. So this will help you really gain more alignment with you and support your potential client in this important conversation is if you step into more of your coaching role, more of your, and I'm not saying that in terms of, you know, doing coaching, not that at all. I'm not saying, okay, well, let's solve your problems right here. No. What I'm talking about is owning that mindset, owning your coaching mindset, owning your, okay, we're going to, you know, so this is going to be going on for you in terms of we're presenting an opportunity for you to make a big shift in how you're showing up in life. And this is going to start feeling a little uncomfortable because you're going to be stepping out of some patterns. If we were to team up, you're going to be stepping into some new realities for yourself. And this is going to cause you to feel, you know, some uncertainty. And so going through this process is something that is going to make you feel uncomfortable, just as in, you know, investing in something that, you know, you've never, you know, purchased or some. So, you know, when we can't go really deep into this conversation right now, but there, this shift out of sales role and more into the mindset of a coach and kind of taking inventory of, okay, so how would I support somebody through, you know, something that they're uncertain about if they're already my coach, my client, and if I was coaching them. So how can I take that mindset and apply it to this type of a conversation where we're talking about making a decision to invest in themselves? And I'm just challenging you to think about what you would say differently that really leans more into your natural coaching abilities versus this awkward, like, okay, I'm going to really hold your feet to the fire and make you uncomfortable here and force you to feel stupid about you're resisting to want to spend money right now. Cause that's kind of what you were describing before. And that's so unnatural and nobody wants to experience that, nor do you want to deliver that type of a thing. So, so if you really, you know, reflect a little bit on how can I bring more of my coaching self into this conversation, especially in helping people realize that the possibilities and feeling the confidence in believing that what you're describing as the outcomes of your work are really possible for them. So hopefully that'll, you know, provide you with at least something to further reflect on. I know we didn't like get to the, like, oh, do this, Sarah, this will work, you know, because that's not really what my coaching is about, but it's more in terms of aligning with your natural abilities. And how you described your frustration was really you're not embracing your natural abilities and your natural mindset at that important part of the conversation with your potential client. And they're feeling that shift in you and that creates doubts within themselves.
For sure.
So yeah, thank you. That will land for you. Be sure to like circle back and let me know of any, you know, like aha moments. Cause I always love hearing when the dots are connecting.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. Thank you, Wendy. Yeah,
definitely. And, you know, Sarah, we've just been experiencing, you know, what the pandemic now for, I think 20 months, which has been ridiculous. I thought for sure by now we'd be out of it, but it's still creating a lot of stress for people. A lot of stuff has come up, for people in terms of either the pandemic creating obviously health concerns, but also financial and their jobs. And a lot of things have triggered stress within people. So I'm curious, can you speak maybe into how, you know, the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
For sure. I think that we have, you spoke to that fear of uncertainty, and I would say that we were able to have, for the most part, specific people were maybe going through their own unique circumstances prior to that, but as a collective, we entered into the malaise of me having some kind of semblance of control over my life and being able to manage with certainty what I anticipated was going to happen, which does help me feel more peaceful and calm with, because I can anticipate all of that just whoosh was gone.
Right. Yep.
And so I think that, you know, from my perspective, I think that that's always true. Things are always uncertain, but we can kind of build these structures in our life to that help us feel like We have more control than we actually do.
Right.
So I think everyone was affronted with it, and they were not able to suppress and repress in the usual busyness and fullness of life. I joke that it was like we all got picked up in the middle of the night, blindfolded, driven out to the middle of the desert and dumped off to have our own like solitude vision quest, you know, right. that we did not sign up for,
right,
you know.
Not.
Yeah. So go sit with all the stuff you've been avoiding through, you know, working 10 hours and then going to the gym and then hitting, mm-hmm. you know, and then
going out.
Out or, you know, going home and bedtime and yeah. you know, putting the kids bath time and then, you know, whatever. And then you just don't have to look at things. And so I think that that's probably the biggest thing. People have just had to come toe to toe with a lot of what's been going on the inside that they've not felt, you know, willing or ready or whatnot to take a look at. And then I would say the longevity of the pandemic, the ongoing nature of it. I noticed a couple months ago, I could really sense it on a variety of levels that we entered into kind of this collective grief.
Right.
And it was like just this prolonged loss. I noted, it was interesting for me to notice, but it was, I think that sense of, I can do this for another month, or I'll see my friends soon, or maybe I'll be able to whatever. We kind of gave up on hope, right? So I think that that is pervasive as well, which is just a very heavy sensation and emotion in the body. So I think that people are feeling really out of sorts for all, you know, all those reasons and more, and mm-hmm. just more than anything needing ways to feel grounded inside of the uncertainty. And that's a lot of what I help people do.
Right. Yeah. No, I kind of imagine and figured that that's really where you step into a big gap for people is mm-hmm. just create that, you know, sense out of what's going on and really understand what their body is, you know, some of those patterns that now are, like you said, they can't repress or suppress them. And it's like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I don't like how I'm feeling or being, or, you know, what's mm-hmm. going on. And, but yet I don't know what to do about it. So,
yes.
So yeah, that's powerful. Well, Sarah, how do you work with people who, you know, who are overwhelmed by stress, but they really want to finally live life freely and to its fullest? Can you share a little bit more about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. I currently work one-on-one with clients, as well as I have some group coaching that I'll coach the group. But I also have trainings and tools and exercises that they can access. And really, my focus is getting practical, doable, easy to find time for exercises and tools and practices into people's hands so that they can actually they're feeling frustrated. They can actually regulate the emotion of frustration in the moment. It takes 90 seconds or less.
Wow.
As opposed to thinking about, I'm frustrated. I wonder why I'm frustrated, you know, all that, and continuing to feel frustrated, or feeling like I don't have time to drive across town, do some kind of class that helps me feel better, you know. Mm-hmm. So really teaching my clients how, and to give them practical tools actually in their hands. I find a lot of people know that they, need to regulate their emotions or regulate their, overwhelming sensations in their body, but they don't know how.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's really, my narrow focus right now, because people don't need more to do. Their life and their plate is already full.
Need it fixed. Yeah.
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 And then helping them see, you know, that's like a quick state change in the moment. Like, I'm feeling frustrated. I want to feel better. Boom, 90 seconds. But then there's over time, our embodiment creates traits and patterns and ways of being because we've been coping a particular way for a long time. And then that's the deeper work. I help people change those so that they can feel more themselves and also be able to accomplish the things that they want to accomplish.
Right. Right. And that's like I was, when I was first introducing you, that, that, you know, zone of genius to get to that root. Down, you know, those layers. Okay, so this has been a pattern that's been going on. So let's rewire this pattern. So
yes. Yeah,
I love that. I love the quick fix, 90 second, let's regulate. And then to complement that, you know, let's do the deeper work so that we don't have to do the constant regulating, so that it just becomes the new way of being. So
exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, you can check out my website. And if you want to share your email with me, I have a two-part video series with an action guide that goes into some of this teaching around how to change those deeply ingrained patterns. Nice. With a worksheet you can kind of begin to work through. Or you can connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. Those are all really great places.
Okay. And what is your website URL?
It's sarah-sherwood.com.
Okay.
Sarah with an H.
Okay. sarah-sherwood.com. Awesome. Okay. And follow you on Instagram and Facebook. And that two-part video series, that sounds fantastic. So that they can find that on your website?
Yes.
To grab that, sign up for that. Okay. Awesome. Well, Sarah, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. If I could tap on you maybe one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe even questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I think that a really important perspective, and we brushed on it earlier just a little bit, is to recognize that when I'm signing up and saying yes to becoming an entrepreneur, I'm also saying yes to developing myself as a person. And a lot of times we can get held back by all the
There, just what you said, I mean, that's huge.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just have to shine light on the fact that that is huge. Most people don't realize when you're signing up to go, you know, to be an entrepreneur, you're also signing up to look at yourself in the mirror and deal with some stuff.
Yes. So that's, yeah. So I would say for me, that is key, because when I recognize that it's about me becoming the person who can hold the characteristics of someone who has the kind of business that I want to have, and I focus there, then the business will come with that.
Nice.
But if I get hyper-focused on creating a particular expression of business and I neglect becoming the person that I need to become in order to really hold that successfully, then I'll continuously hit walls and roadblocks and feel frustrated.
Right. So more of a holistic approach, just looking at the person, become that person, with, you know, and not just focusing on like the endless list of stuff that has to be done to build a business. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That is powerful. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing that.
Yeah.
Great wisdom. Well, Sarah, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, where you drew a line in the sand and took inventory of the things that you didn't want to do or have going on in your life. And you made that short list and then started asking questions. Okay. Now that I know what I don't want, what do I want? I want to be an entrepreneur, and I want to, you know, land in the space of health and wellness. And this really sounds good. And just allowing the evolution to present itself and for you to evolve in the process to now this impactful work you're doing as an embodiment coach, a somatic experiencing practitioner, and nonlinear movement method facilitator, helping people resolve their body's unhealthy patterns of stress-related behavior so they can move through their current stress and past trauma and create new patterns that help them reclaim their lives with new joy and passion. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Sarah Sherwood through her website, and that's sarah-sherwood.com. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook, and be sure to sign up for that two-part video series to really take a look at and discover those stress-related patterns that might be showing up for you. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sarah Sherwood. And as always, here's to your success.